Good evening. Welcome to Rabbi Yosef Kalter, Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. It's a schus for Zivik, the Yaakov, Aaron, ben Rochel, for Shlema, the Yoav, ben Sora, Mordechai, ben Sora, Alila Nishmas, Malkavas, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim, ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim, ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Aisha Gittel, Vasarav, Eliezer, and Moshe. We're always looking for opportunities to strengthen our bitochen. And the strengthening of bitochen that we want to do is really on two levels. One is the bitochen that we have, that we rely on Hashem to help us. And the other one is the menuchas nefesh, the peace of mind that we feel in this relying on Hashem and on his chesed. And in both situations, we need chizuk. And one of the maybe, I don't know, best, but simplest and very usual opportunities for chizuk comes from seeing Hashgacha Pratis that Hashem delivers to us in so many different and bizarre ways. Just last night, in a session we were having with a group of Menahalim, somebody told the following story that actually happened to a relative of his, a great aunt. It just happened very recently. Individual passed away, was living at the time in Cleveland, I believe, with her children. Her husband had passed away before. And they had to transport the body to New York or New Jersey, wherever the kfura was supposed to be, next to her husband. And they were very makbid in the Chevra Kadisha that they do a shmira, and they don't leave the body alone for a moment. So there was one man who was driving, and he always was makbid to drive straight, no stops, no nothing. At one point, he had to make a stop. He had to. So he found this place, but he doesn't know what to do. There's no shmira. It's a place, mamish, way out where nobody, you wouldn't expect ever to find a Jewish soul there. And he sees, I think there weren't too many souls of anybody, and he sees a car with its light on. And he goes home and he sees a frumayid. He says, what are you doing here? He says, I was driving along the highway and all of a sudden I heard the engine light went on and bells were ringing and this big engine trouble. I didn't know what to do. I came here and I'm sitting here. I don't know what to do, but I can't. I'm afraid to travel. So he says, you know, it's min hashamayim. I need to go in for a few moments. I said, you'll do the shmira. For this lift terrace, you'll just stay here and you watch. Fine. Mamish, amazing, in a place where he wouldn't expect to find a Jew for anything in the world. And he finds this Jew there, and a frum person, and he does the shmira. Comes back and he says, now let's see what's wrong with your car. And they try. Nothing's wrong. No lights, no beeping, no nothing. Vice versa, what happened was that he was driving along the highway, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to provide a shmira because this man had to go. This man had to step out for a couple of moments. And the lights went on and this and everything. So this guy's going to pull us out. Where? In the very place, at the very time, where this nifteris was that needed a shmira for a few moments as he goes inside. I mean, when you see Hashkocha like this, the lesson is it's so broad. Hashem could do anything. The likelihood of finding a yid in a place like that is like not shaykh. But he was makbid. He's going to do the shmira right. He's not going to leave the body alone even for a few moments. Yibushta provides. And what does he do to provide? He has this poor Jew traveling along the highway. And all of a sudden, all the engine lights and everything has to go wrong. So he's going to pull over, boom, in this I don't know, Favorfina station, whatever it was, a rest stop, I don't know what it was. And be sitting there, not knowing what to do, bewildered, until the purpose of being there, he figured out. And when the purpose was finished, he turned around and there was nothing wrong with his car. And he went on his way. He said, we see Hashem's involvement, the concern for small details, the concern to help a person who wants truly to do a mitzvah and to do it properly, and the coordination of timing and lights going on and the hashgoch is not shaykh. And when we see things like this, this has to give us a chizuk, because what here is a situation. I had to stop. He couldn't wait any longer. But it's not shaykh to find the shmira here. What am I going to do? And of all people, a person who had a problem, who didn't really have a problem, just had a problem that was just created just to bring about this. So I think that we have to make every effort to focus and to listen and to learn and to hear the stories of Hashgocha Protis. When we hear stories of Hashgocha Protis, it's not shaykh. But I'd like to raise a danger in stories of Hashgocha Protis. And the danger is, who is playing the central role? Very often, we look at people playing the central role rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, oh, this person was a big tzaddik. Oh, this person had big schusim. Oh, this. And in a sense, we almost make it into a man-made thing, even though we all know that it's Hashem orchestrating it, because the emphasis is too much on the individual. I've mentioned this many years ago here, but I think certain things are worthy of repeating. My father-in-law told me that the Briskarov told him that every Rosh Chodesh, he used to give out the chalukah to his small koilo. And if ever he thought, he never knew where the next month was coming from. And if ever he thought a certain gvir is going to be the source of that money, it never worked out. So I told my father-in-law, I said, the Rebbeinu Shalala was protecting this giant, the Briskarov, who was a meiridik of al bitochon. He worked on bitochon, not shaykh. So he was protecting him from being nichshol in al tiftuchu benedivim. Al tiftuchu benedivim means don't rely in the givers, in the princes, in the people that are the generous people. Why? So the Meiri says, "Avol bechachomim muta liftech." In the chachomim, you're allowed to trust, because shehem yadrichu oisay b'darkei bitochem Hashem. They're going to lead you in the ways of trusting Hashem. So I ask the question: what does it mean? I can trust the chochem as what? As the one who can do it? No, a chochem has no power. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalala. Elam, I trust him as a shliach. Why can't I trust the Nodav as a shliach? This man's a very kind, generous, giving person, as a prince of a human being, and he loves to give, and I'm going to rely on him as a good shliach. There it says, there'd be nothing wrong with relying on a shliach, but there's a danger. If you rely on the shliach, then the line between looking at him as the shliach of Hashem and looking at him as the Baal Dover himself, the one who's giving, is very thin. When you go to the chochom, that's what the Meiri's Lashon is, the Chochom will not let you make that mistake. The Chochom will say, I can't help you. The Rebbeinu Shalala that I help, and Hashem will help you. So Memele, he doesn't allow us to think for a moment that he's doing anything. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalala. And that's really the attitude that we have to have, not to make a mistake. When we go to a doctor, we think that we have to thank the person for all of his rosin hatoyv, but everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the wise person, the chochem, the tzaddik, the righteous person, will truly make sure that we don't make that mistake. I know I mentioned this here once also, but someone that I know, a choshev lady, went to Rebbe Yankel Schiff, the Briskarov's youngest son-in-law, who's a great, great Goyin, Talmud Chochem, and anyway, And she knew him. They lived in the same building years ago in Crown Heights. And she asked him for a brocha for her children. So brochas, he doesn't look at himself as such a tzaddik kamavorech. But anyway, he says, on one condition, she insisted, on one condition, I'll give you a brocha. If the brocha is mekuyim, you thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and not me. He didn't let her make that mistake of al tiftuchu b'nedivim. That's what I told my father. I said, Hashem was protecting the Briskerov. Because if ever when I think at the Rosh Chodesh, after I give out the Chalukah, he thinks, maybe I'll get from this gvir. It never worked out. Because if it worked out once, then he would think, oh, I have my man. You have my man. And the line between my man and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gets thinner and thinner. It's so hard to keep that balance. It's so important to know it's not my man. I have to go. I have to do Ishtadlus, but it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't forget it. Don't ever forget it. Don't let it slip your mind for a moment. If it happens, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chochmah will remind us constantly that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I believe that certain schoolers that people have are dangerous, when others are not dangerous, and it may very well be very helpful. The Moshe, the Parashat Torah does not mention a word about Parnosa, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about Bitochon. It's Pita Makteris, all about the Keteris burning in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's a school that they say for Parnosa. But when there's a school for Parnosa, there's a danger of relying on the skula rather than on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a skula. Oh, I said already Parshat Torah. Everything is fine. I got my Parshat Torah. I got my skula. No, no. You were nisqirer through that. You were awakened through that to put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are other skulas that are not dangerous at all. Like Parshas Hamon. Many people said Parshas Hamon yesterday. Why? Because this skula talks about Mon min Hashamayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing and it's a chizuk and bitochon. So here the parsha doesn't let us think for a moment that it's us, that it's the skula, because the parsha teaches us that it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that gives lechem min Hashamayim and lechem yomayim b'yom hashishi v'chulei v'chulei. So we have to be very careful not to lose that that sense of who it really is. I'd like to conclude just with one unfortunate thing that I learned a very powerful lesson from. A friend of mine had sent the yeshiva FedEx to be delivered early in the morning, at 10:30, whatever that time is, a check for $25,000. I needed to put it in the bank that day. Waiting a whole day, the FedEx doesn't come. The FedEx doesn't come. 3 o'clock, the bank closed, and the FedEx still didn't get there. I remember calling up my wife and saying, I don't get it. FedEx is the most reliable courier service. Why can't it work for this shlamassel? She says, oh, the whole day long, all you were thinking about was the FedEx and not the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Because it was sent in FedEx. I'm relying on the FedEx. You rely on the FedEx. Hashem said, Chazal says, if you put your trust in anything, Hashem will put you in the hands of that factor that you trust. I trusted FedEx. Hashem put me in the hands of FedEx. And FedEx didn't deliver that day. There was a snowstorm down south and their planes were derailed and delayed and whatever it was. So you got to be so careful. It's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ein oid milvadoi. There is nothing else. Al tivtuchu b'nedivim. Because we must be sure the only one we can even look at as a shliach is one who's going to remind us constantly the Rabbeinu Shel Olam b'telfa. Just one more story I want to also mention before we conclude. I heard this from Reb Shmuel Katz, who was a Rav and I think I've been in Los Angeles many years ago. So told me, he says, there was a woman who for many years she didn't have children. And she used to go to the Rav in her shtetl and ask for a brocha, but nothing helped. Finally, one day she comes to the Rav, she says she sold a lot of her possessions. She doesn't have any money, but she's going. She has a round trip ticket. She's going to Warsaw, where all the Chassidish Rebbes are, and she's going to get a bracha from the Rebbe. She comes there and she realized that she needs more money for a chitl, a pidyon, this, that. She went back and she never got to see the Rebbe. 9 months later, she has a baby, a boy, and tells the Rav about the bris. She says, "But Rabbi, it's very interesting. I never got to see the Rebbe." So the Rav says to her, Yazet, Eib the Rebbeinu Shalalem will das beweisen, er kann das beweisen on dem Rebbe. If Hashem wants to do it, he can do it without the Rebbe too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any help from anyone. And there is no one who can do anything. There's Ein Oid Milvadoi. We can get a brocha, we can get a tefillah, which is all very important. But it's all directed at the Rebbeinu Shalom, which should help us. It isn't ourselves. It isn't any human koyach. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this really, this realization can strengthen the foundation upon which we build our bitochin. Hashem should help. We should all be able to strengthen our bitochin and be zeicher to nisim, and not just a nisim nistorim, but afilo nisim gluyim. And the Nes Hagodol b'meirah b'yameinu called to.